Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Monday, July 28th. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., right here at republicbroadcasting.org. Folks, I want to tell you, I am very glad to be here tonight because I want to tell you, Friday night, I was as sick as I have ever been in my life, but I want to tell you, the next day, I felt much, much better and was able to get back to work. And work it is, because there is so much on my plate, just as there is so much on your plate. And I'm just afraid that sooner than later, there isn't going to be any food on any of our plates if the criminals that are misrolling this government, the criminals that are influencing this government, if they continue to have their way. There is so much to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, and I just discovered shortly before coming on the air that there is something I'm going to be talking about here tonight that does need to be discussed. I just happened to receive an email this evening, which I am going to read to you as much so in its entirety as is possible. It's an email with which I have strong and very severe disagreements with. I have very severe disagreements with this email. But I'm sorry to say that this email represents a strong body of thought in the American patriot movement, in the American nationalist movement, whatever you want to call it. It's almost as poisonous as the... Now, in fact, it's just as poisonous, perhaps more so, even than Jim Maher's nonsense about the Nazis having taken over America, which we've talked about on this program with a combination of amusement, combination of disgust, combination of contempt, or I should say a combination of all of those reactions. And rightly so. I'm not even going to try to begin reading this email before the break. It's kind of interesting because this email touches directly, maybe indirectly, with a story that I drafted and which I have submitted for American Free Press. I am presuming that it's going to be published, but needless to say, I'm going to give you a heads up on it, give you a head start on it, because it ties together some thoughts that I've had for a while and some thoughts that that have been going through a thread through conversations that Mark Glenn and I have had in recent weeks. And in fact, on Saturday, when Mark Glenn and I spoke. Incidentally, if you did not get a chance to hear Hashem Talawi's program on Saturday, where they interviewed former Congressman Pete McCloskey, I would strongly urge you to do so. Pete McCloskey's a really gutsy guy. I had the pleasure of working with him some years ago in providing him some information in his lawsuit against the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. Pete McCloskey's a good man. It's kind of funny. He used to be known as a liberal Republican, quote-unquote liberal Republican. Wasn't particularly that liberal any more than he was that particularly conservative, but when Pete McCloskey, who's a real humanitarian, a man who's faced real combat in the Korean War, a war hero beyond any question, when he started questioning Israel's treatment of the Palestinians, suddenly the accolades for Pete McCloskey in the mass media in America suddenly turned into brickbats. Check out that program of Hashem Talawi's. All right, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, This is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Life-Change Tea is restoring America's health. Want to lose weight? Want to lower blood sugar levels? Want to have more energy? Do you not believe what I'm saying? Then read the testimonies. Go to the website GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us and get started today. The phone number is 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. For about a dollar a day, you can change your health, change your weight, and change your life. Again, online orders, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com or order by phone. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is formulated by Dr. William W. Miller, Ph.D. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Before we went to the break, I mentioned to you that I had received an email this evening, and it so exercised me, not exorcised, exercised me, that I sent a copy of it to Hashem Talawi and to Mark Glenn for their personal review of this, because I just wanted them to see a good example of the poison that is circulating out there among people who consider themselves patriots. I'm going to read it to you. It says, "Good day, fellow Council of Conservative Citizens members. At our last meeting, we covered who Muhammad is and the basic foundation of Islam. It would also be a great idea, since we have so much to cover in so little time, for those of you who still have their copy of my report to read it on your own in preparation for the next meeting. We learned that the Quran is not a dead historical book, but it is very much a living war manual that is current until the end of times. We discovered the roots of the Mohammedans from the tribes of Mecca, the raiding and theft of non-Muslims, the intolerance and violence of Muhammad, and his torture and murder of those who do not agree with him. We saw that the God of Islam, Allah, was a cruel, totalitarian, militant dictator, and learned who the kafir, us, are in the context of Islamic theology. We discussed the different types of jihad, the two major types being the greater jihad, nonviolent jihad, also known as political Islam, and the lesser jihad, violent jihad slash militant Islam. We discussed the immigration aspect of Islam through Islamic context of jihad at Talab, immigrate, populate, and conquer. We traveled back in time to examine the fact that North Africa and the Middle East were all Christian, Jewish, and pagan, until within 100 years. Any trace of those pre-Islamic peoples were wiped out through forced conversion or war until today. Non-Muslims in those regions are at about 2% of the population and almost extinct. Part two, we will begin with Al-Taqiyya, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, and Al-Kitman, that is lying and deceiving non-Muslims. We will discuss Muhammad's wives and concubines, which is relative to reproduction rates in the West. We will also discuss and compare Islamic Sharia law in the context of Western democracy, as well as Islamic jurisprudence. We'll examine the split between the Shia and Sunni sects and discuss the Pact of Umar, jimitude, that is, status of non-Muslims under Islamic rule, jizya tax, extortion money, apostasy, innovation in Islamic paradise, and the results of these doctrines from the point of view of a non-Muslim. If we have time, we will review Islamic culture, which is a reflection of Islam itself, to better be able to understand the mindset of the Muslims who we work with and live with, as they are not forthright in relations with non-Muslims. On the one hand, ladies and gentlemen, I have great hesitation in even propagating this material because I so vehemently disagree with it. But it ties right in directly with what is happening in this country today. We have people, even within the American Patriot Movement, the Nationalist Movement, whatever you want to call the movement in opposition to the misrulers of our country, these people who are trying to push us into a new world order, we have people putting out this kind of absolute garbage. And the reason why I call it garbage, among other reasons, but one of the primary reasons why I call it garbage, ladies and gentlemen, is because what it is doing, it is promoting the international Jewish agenda, the international Talmudic agenda. Some call it the Zionist agenda, but whatever you want to call it, that's what this kind of language, that's what this kind of rhetoric, that's what this kind of nonsense is promoting, and I want nothing to do with it. I oppose it. When I wrote my book, The High Priests of War, I had any number of people come up to me and say, oh, it was a good book, except I didn't like the part where you criticized Jared Taylor and the Council of Conservative Citizens. Why, my goodness, they're doing such good work. No, ladies and gentlemen, when Jared Taylor and his cohort, the Council of Conservative Citizens, are doing this kind of work, that's not good work. I'm willing to bet you that the author of this material has never written similar things about the Talmud. This person is very much concerned about the treatment of Christians by Muslims, ladies and gentlemen, but is that person equally concerned about what the Talmud says about Jesus Christ, what the Talmud says about Christians, or is that person aware of the fact that the Quran, which is being dissected in this email, is that person aware that the Quran speaks lovingly of Jesus Christ? Is that person aware that in downtown Tehran, the capital of the Islamic Republic of Iran, there is a square called Mary Square, Mary as in the mother of Jesus Christ? If that person is aware of it, I'm very glad to see that. But if that person is aware of it and not talking about it, then that's a real problem. But I'm here to tell you, folks, I really feel like the lines are being drawn here at this critical time in our history. And while there's a lot of people who say that Jared Taylor and the Council of Conservative Citizens are on the same page as other patriots in this country, folks, I'm here to tell you, if this is the kind of teachings that are being put forth to the Council of Conservative Citizens and being received favorably, then I don't think we are on the same page, folks. And you know what? I don't want to be on the same page. Because this kind of rhetoric is poison, number one. Number two, I can find that kind of rhetoric coming from the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith and the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, and the Project for a New American Century, and the American Jewish Congress, and the American Jewish Committee.
Now, while it may pose as being a conservative voice representing grassroots America, I don't believe that it does. And the lines are being drawn, not by me, but by the people who are putting this kind of material out there. They are trying to stampede Americans, particularly Christian Americans, who may not be under the sway of people like John Hagee, who may not be under the sway of people like Tim LaHaye, and all these other characters. They're trying to sway these other people who consider themselves patriots, who consider themselves nationalists, and I'm not even necessarily saying quote-unquote white nationalists, just nationalists in general. There's a lot of confusion about the meaning of that term, nationalism. There's a lot of people who lay claim to it. But needless to say, this kind of rhetoric is being used to stampede these people right into the Zionist camp, to build up the fear of Muslims in America, to build up the fear, to exacerbate the fears, I should say, that were built up by the mass media, the Jewish-controlled mass media, following the 9/11 terrorist attacks, the kind of fear that was used to railroad the American people into the war against Saddam Hussein, and which is now being used to get us into a war against Iran. Now, I know there's a lot of you out there who are mad as hell at me for criticizing Jared Taylor. I know a lot of you say he's doing a wonderful job by proving that blacks are inferior to whites and the Jews are superior to all others. Maybe you think that's good. Maybe you think that's productive. Maybe you think that's a way for us to win. I frankly don't think that that's a way for America to break the back of the international Jewish money powers that are misruling America right now. Well, if you disagree with me, that's your right to disagree with me, and you're welcome to call in here and tell me why I'm a bad boy for daring to criticize this email and its content and the nature of it. I find it very, very distressing. I find it very, very damaging. It's very disheartening because, as Mark Glenn and I were talking here the other day, this kind of stuff and the kind of stuff that Jim Mars is putting out and which is being echoed and repeated by good patriots about the Nazis having taken over America and that George W. Bush and his family are Nazi agents and so forth. You know, Mark was saying that this kind of rhetoric undoes, in its own way, so much of the good that so many other people have done and have tried to do for so long. And it is. It's very, very frustrating. It's very, very frustrating. I often say, kiddingly, I should have been an accountant. Of course, as you know, my math is not that good, so I wouldn't have been a very good accountant if I had been. But, when I see this kind of rhetoric being adopted by people who are supposedly in the fight to save America, I say, my God, what are we trying to save if these are the people who are saving us? Something to think about, ladies and gentlemen. Because I'll tell you, times are not getting better. I don't see any peace clouds on the horizon, and this kind of rhetoric adds to the war clouds. Stay tuned.
Yeah. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper here at republicbroadcasting.org. Now, as promised or as threatened, however you want to look at it, I'm going to read you an article I drafted for submission to American Free Press. I know a lot of people are going to be angry about this because they're going to take this as an endorsement of Barack Obama. Now, I'm not endorsing Barack Obama. If I could press a button and make anybody president out of the people who are running right now, I suppose I'd probably press a button that made Chuck Baldwin president. I might even consider pressing a button and making Bob Barr president, although a lot of people have, and I think rightly so, concerns about him. And I know, and this will exercise many of you out there who will then say that I need to be exercised. I would even press a button for Cynthia McKinney, the radical black former Democratic congresswoman from Georgia who was run out of office not once but twice by the Jewish money interests, and that is exactly who did run her out of office. I will remind you that Cynthia McKinney, with the possible exception of Ron Paul, is the only recent member of Congress who ever dared to call publicly for an investigation of the attack on the USS Liberty. She's also the only member of Congress who dared to raise questions about what George Bush knew before 9-1-1. But all that having been said, unless God
intervenes, and perhaps he will, I think this general election is going to come down to either Barack Obama or John McCain, assuming, of course, that Barack Obama and McCain are nominated by their respective parties. Anything goes in this election, ladies and gentlemen. I guarantee you that, anything goes. Now, again, with all that explanation beforehand, I'm going to read you what I wrote, and I just ask you to listen to the details and put them in your own computer. Think about what it all means. Here goes. Although the mass media ballyhooed Barack Obama's recent triumphant visits to a number of countries, greeted with large enthusiastic crowds, even in Germany, said to be the bastion of race hatred in the 20th century, the media notably failed to mention that in Israel, America's quote-unquote closest ally, polls show McCain is more popular than Obama. In fact, Israel is the only country in the world where McCain is more popular than Obama. That single fact, a not insignificant one, considering the clout of Israel's supporters in the U.S. arena, might be described as the big secret of the 2000 election that the average voter knows little about. In contrast, McCain's popularity in Israel, coupled with concerns about Obama among both Israelis and American Jews, has been a staple of reportage in Israel and in American Jewish community journals and on internet websites aimed at American Jews. Forward, perhaps the most influential Jewish newspaper in America, let the cat out of the bag on July 17th when it revealed polls indicate that Israelis evince some of the lowest levels of support for Obama of any country in the world. In France and Germany, respectively, 65 and 67% of the population has said that they would vote for him if they could. By contrast, in Israel, only 27% of the respondents said that they would like to see him become president, with John McCain being the preferred choice of 36%. In addition, Forward noted, and this is critical, that even within Israel's quote-unquote center-left, which many might expect to be friendly to the liberal Obama, there is a significant support for Obama's conservative challenger. The reason, according to Joshua Teitelbaum of Israel's Moshe Dayan Center for Middle Eastern Studies, is that, quote, politics in Israel is very single issue. People formulate their opinions on the basis of the Arab-Israel conflict. Now, this same Forward newspaper editorial opined on one occasion that the evidence was not clear as to whether Obama had ever been a Muslim, as some Obama critics, mostly pro-Israel agitators, contend, despite Obama's denials. That Forward would make this assertion, suggesting that Obama was being disingenuous, did not go unnoticed by its American Jewish readers. And although Obama made noises to assuage pro-Israel forces, notably a fawning speech to the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, according to Dan Diker, cited as an American-Israeli relations expert by Forward, Diker says, the Israelis know and understand McCain's positions. Obama's are surrounded with uncertainty. And as I put it, in summary, folks, Obama is thus considered a wild card. Polls in Israel do contrast considerably with polls in other countries. Well, I hear the music, folks. I'm going to continue with this when we come back. We will talk more about these polls that show John McCain losing worldwide, except in Israel. Stay tuned, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, and also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here at republicbroadcasting.org. I am reading to you, unfortunately, I hate to listen to people read things, but I am reading to you an article that I have written about the big secret about the 2000 election, the time bomb that hangs over Barack Obama. Talking about the fact that polls in Israel vis-a-vis the question of Obama versus McCain do contrast considerably with polls in other countries. As I told you weeks ago here in this program, when the much-quoted Pew Research Center conducted a poll regarding Obama and McCain among 22 different countries, from Europe to Asia to Africa to South America, Pew did not include Israel in its poll. Now that, I say, is a glaring omission, considering the central part that Israel plays in U.S. foreign policy. Well, I suggest that Pew chose to delete Israel from the poll because McCain's popularity in Israel would have been a glaring contrast with Obama's popularity elsewhere. Now, this could and should raise concerns among Obama's supporters, particularly in the Democratic Party, as to why Israel, America's ally, would be so disinclined toward Obama. Now, this harkens back, folks, to what I talked about on this show at length during the Democratic primary campaign. From the beginning of the time when the Democratic presidential campaign began to narrow to a two-candidate race between Obama and Hillary Clinton, American Jewish newspapers, in alliance with Republican neoconservative pro-Israel sources, were engaged in a thoroughgoing campaign to raise suspicions about Obama among Jewish Democrats. One story noted that many attendees at a meeting of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith were quite suspicious of Obama. Now, the subtle but significant difference in the way that the mainstream media, as opposed to the Jewish community press, has reported on Obama's relations with the Jewish community has been interesting. Although one mainstream media voice, namely Time Magazine, which is substantially controlled by Edgar Bronfman, the prime power behind the World Jewish Congress, although Time did publish a notable article entitled Obama's Jewish Problem, most other media played up the fact that, according to polls, if they're to be believed, Obama leads McCain among American Jewish voters. Aha, you say. Well, that proves the Jews are behind Obama. Well, no, folks. What is generally not pointed out to the average American who's reading the mainstream newspapers and listening to mainstream broadcasts, what is not pointed out is that Obama's lead is starkly less than what one would normally expect from a Democrat over a Republican challenger. In short, Obama is not doing as well as he should be among Jewish voters. Now, this could spell trouble for Obama. Here's why. And those who don't like Obama should take heart in this. According to a report by Will Maslow of the American Jewish Congress, remember, this is someone from the American Jewish Congress saying this, not an evil hate monger like Mike Piper. Maslow of the American Jewish Congress says, the percentage of Jews who involve themselves in party affairs as policymakers and fundraisers is probably higher than that of any other racial, religious, or ethnic group. The result is that Jews play a role in the political life of the country whose significance far transcends their proportion of the total population. End of that quote. Here's my comment. In short, if Jewish political activists choose to withdraw their support for Obama in the general election, it could undermine his ambitions. That's a quaint way of saying cause his election defeat. In addition, Jewish writer Lenny Brenner has noted that the actual voting power of American Jews is nearly twice their numbers. Quote, says Lenny Brenner, they vote in greater proportions than any other ethnic or religious grouping. 92% of all Jews vote in national elections compared to only 54% of the people as a whole. 92% of all Jews versus 54% of the people as a whole. Interesting figure, ladies and gentlemen. Lenny Brenner continues, Jews may only be 10.6% of New York State, but they are between 16% and 20% of the voters. In this same realm, Jewish writer Steven Silbiger, writing in his book The Jewish Phenomenon, added, and this is a direct quote, ladies and gentlemen, about 80% of eligible Jews in the United States are registered to vote, compared to about 50% of all voting age adults. In addition, registered Jews are twice as likely to vote. Combining the two multiplies Jewish voting power by a factor of three. Furthermore, 81% of Jews live in only nine states, making them a significant political bloc, especially on the national level. In presidential elections, those nine states cast 202 of the 535 votes in the Electoral College. Thus, the Jewish population could provide the swing vote in any close presidential election. Now, for your information, the 81% of the Jews living in those nine states are New York, New Jersey, Florida, Massachusetts, Maryland, Connecticut, California, Pennsylvania, and Illinois. And any number of those states can be considered close in the upcoming election. I add that point myself. So the Jewish vote, which normally tends Democratic, could tip the balance in McCain's favor if McCain continues to hold a significant base of support there, especially since one of America's most respected Jewish elected officials, Joe Lieberman, is making strenuous efforts on McCain's behalf. Should Lieberman be McCain's running mate, this could be another factor altogether. Now, although two of the wealthiest Jewish families in America, the billionaire Pritzkers and Crowns, both of Chicago, are central players in Obama's quote-unquote inner circle, as described by the Washington Post. This indicates only that pro-Israel interests are determined to maintain influence in the Obama camp. Bear with me, folks. I'm wrapping it up here. Here's the bow tie. I should say the ribbon. Here's the icing on the cake. In the meantime, there is an intriguing admixture of reportage about Obama and the issue of race appearing in the mainstream media. Even the liberal Washington Post featured a front-page story acknowledging that American voters do consider race a significant factor in their voting. That issue of the Post announced in a separate article that American quote-unquote white racist groups were blossoming in the wake of Obama's candidacy. This is ironic, I say, as it suggests that quote-unquote racist voters have achieved an accord with significant numbers of the American Jewish community vis-a-vis Obama. On top of this, the New York Times featured a widely quoted commentary by veteran pro-Israel geopolitical theoretician Edward Luttwak, suggesting that Obama, as the son of a Muslim who abandoned his faith, could be in danger from radical Muslims if elected president. Contending that Obama is considered to be a Muslim by Muslims, even if he never practiced the religion, although some Muslim theologians disputed this, Luttwak claimed that as a consequence, Obama would be considered an apostate for calling himself a Christian. So Luttwak laid the scenario for a quote-unquote threat against Obama by radical Muslims, quote-unquote, even as others were suggesting that white racists might also be plotting against Obama. This is scary, folks, and here's why. We're wrapping it up. In light of frequent media allusions to so-called strategic alliances between white racists and radical Muslims, some are concerned, and that's me, folks, I'm concerned, some are concerned that a preparatory propaganda foundation is being put forth as the basis of some sort of provocation against Obama to be attributed to such an alliance, one that was perhaps, quote-unquote, funded by Iran. Such an event could be catastrophic in more ways than one. The big secret about the 2000 election, about the fact that influential and substantial numbers of the American Jewish community in alliance with their friends in Israel are opposed to Obama. This big secret about the election could, in fact, be a time bomb. That's right, folks. I'm going to be right up front about it. I circle around it in the article, but what I'm telling you is that I think it's a very, very good possibility that our good friends in Israel could stage some sort of assassination attempt against Barack Obama. And who are they going to blame it on, folks? They're going to blame it on the white racists and or the radical Muslims or some sort of combination of the two. It's the same stunt they tried to pull with the Oklahoma City bombing, ladies and gentlemen. You remember all the stories about either Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Laden or a combination of the two were mixed up with Tim McVeigh and his friends. Well, we know, of course, that the Anti-Defamation League and other groups were fully aware of what McVeigh was up to. We've heard these stories about Arabs that were supposedly collaborating with McVeigh. We've heard these stories that have been promoted by the likes of former CIA Director Woolsey, among other big names who've lent their support to this propaganda. Frank Gaffney, William Crystal's associate. Yeah, folks, this is not an endorsement of Barack Obama, but I'm here to tell you that there are some very powerful people in this country who are not comfortable with Barack Obama. Yes, Barack Obama has his ties to some significant power elements in this country, but I'm here to tell you, folks, I'm here to tell you, they are supporting John McCain. These same people who are supporting John McCain are desperate to get the United States in a war against Iran. And what better way to rally the American people in favor of a war
Democrats and Republicans alike, Obama supporters and Obama opponents, what better way than a provocation against Barack Obama to be blamed on the white racists and the radical Muslims? Oh, it's all speculation, folks, but I tell you, if you read between the lines and what's appearing in the mass media in this country, I don't think it's hard to reach the conclusion that such a thing is possible. That doesn't mean you should go out and vote for Barack Obama, but it does mean you shouldn't vote for John McCain. Like I said, if I could press the button and choose somebody as president, it wouldn't be either of the two major party candidates, but I can tell you that the buttons are being pushed in favor of John McCain and against Barack Obama. And even if Barack Obama does get elected, that doesn't mean that the die has been cast. I think it's a pretty frightening scenario and a very possible scenario. Just putting it out here for the record, particularly in the context of these anti-Muslim smears, falsehoods, this hate mongering, that is all part and parcel of this campaign against Barack Obama, the constant reminder that his father was a Muslim, that, as even the Jewish Forward said, maybe Obama was indeed a Muslim, even though he says he wasn't. These are uncomfortable things to have to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, but you know what? You know what? These people are on the cusp of grabbing absolute power in this country. There are still many elements in this country that are opposed to the Jewish overlords who control the mass media in this country. No, we're not saying all Jews are bad. No, we're not saying that all Jews are part of the conspiracy. I hear people out there gnashing their teeth and pulling their hair and saying, don't you know it's really the Rothschilds? Don't you know it's really the German death cult? Well, be that as it may, folks, I can tell you one thing. It's not the Nazis who are plotting against Barack Obama. It's not the Nazis who are supporting John McCain. Well, I'm going to go to the calls now. We do have a few minutes left. We have Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, come on up. Dave in Massachusetts, are you there? I'm going to give Dave in Massachusetts one more shot. Dave, are you there? I guess we've lost Dave in Massachusetts. We have about 2 minutes before the break, so I'm going to go to Jim in Texas. Jim, are you there? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not getting any response from either Dave or Jim. I'm even beginning to wonder if I am on the air. Is my producer there? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I seem to have lost the airwaves here. I cannot hear either my producer or any signs of any life out there. Maybe the world has come to an end. Have a good evening.
1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Gold has been.